Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, and we want you to be ready for the new gardening season. And there's a lot to do. And fall is a wonderful, absolutely wonderful time of the year for you to get out in the yard and do a little bit of planting, cleaning, and preparation for this wonderful season. Cool weather. Great to work with, and a lot of projects can be done at this time of the year. So that if we can help you, the number here is toll free, 855-660-4261. Give us a call, and we'll all work together to help you to have a great fall season in your yard. The trees, hopefully, where you live are gold and red and pink and yellow and orange, and you're enjoying a great colorful season. The weather's been behaving itself, has been kind of warm to average all over the country, and that's a good thing. So get outside, start to put the garden to bed for the year, get some planting done with your fall flowers, and your garlic should be planted at this time of the year. It's not too late. So if you haven't planted your garlic yet, get down to your local garden center and purchase some garlic cloves. Get them in the ground. They'll start to grow, and that way next year you'll have some beautiful, beautiful garlic bulbs that you can use for all types of cooking. Brussels sprouts need some cold weather to really bring out the flavor. Broccoli is still productive. Lettuce is still productive. If you planted a late crop of spinach, that's productive still at this time of the year. But everything else is kind of winding down. Tomatoes and peppers and cucumbers and all your vines. Remember, these are the plants that belong in your compost pile. When you clean your perennial bed, they belong in your compost pile. My perennial bed's all clean. Had it done 2 weeks ago. Everything got cut back. The bed was raked to get all the debris out. Looks good. Looks like it's, you know, ready for a new season. And some of the perennials are even making some new growth on them. I did fertilize them a little bit, not as heavy as I do in the spring, but I'll take a fertilizer like either Plantone that is made by Espomer or the Dr. Earth perennial and flower fertilizer with probiotics and sprinkle it lightly on your perennial bed like you're putting rock salt on ice. And that way the rains will wash it in. It'll stimulate the root system, give them a little bit of nourishment. And they'll store it in the roots to make them stronger during the winter months. So, you know, a lot to be done. The roses, the weather's been good. They're still looking good. And, you know, it's not uncommon if we have a good, mild fall that you could have roses in your garden until Thanksgiving. But the one thing you want to remember, roses are never pruned back in the fall. You can cut your roses, you can bring them in the house and enjoy them, But a major pruning on roses is done in the spring, not in the fall. Because if you prune your roses heavy at this time of the year, and the season is beginning to wind down, things are getting cooler, your days are shorter, where you made the cut, the plant may not have enough time to make a callus. And without that callus, where you made the cut, moisture can escape through that stem or those stems that you've pruned all winter long, leading to dieback. So remember, in the fall, no pruning of roses. And the same thing with your mop head or your round hydrangea. Leave them alone. They should not be pruned until the spring either to hold the moisture in that stem. Now, these are two very unique plants. The rounded head, the blue and the pink hydrangea, and most of your roses. So don't cut them back. The only thing that you're going to do is on your hydrangea, just below the blossom that's faded, remove the flower just below. So you're making a very minute cut. And the reason you're doing that is if where you live you get snow, and there's a chance of a heavy wet snow or a deep snow, the weight of the snow will collect on the flower, bend the stem, break it, and then you'll have some problems. So for the hydrangea and for the roses, as soon as you've had a good frost where you live, the foliage has turned yellow, the leaves are coming off, and your plant is pretty well dormant, then what you want to do is to treat them with an anti-desiccant spray, something like Wilt Proof or Wilt Stop. And either one of these will be available at your local nursery or garden center, feed and grain store like Blue Seal. And that's something that you want to put on those plants when they go dormant. Still a little bit early to apply it. Normally around November 1st, Thanksgiving, in that time span. So, you know, get the product so that you have it in hand when you're ready to do it. And that way the store isn't sold out of it and you'll have it in stock. Wiltproof is a great product. And if you did some new landscaping this year and you planted broadleaf evergreens, things like boxwood or azaleas, rhododendron, mountain laurel, holly, they're brand new. They've only been in the ground for less than a year. An anti-desiccant on the foliage will go a long way in sealing that plant to keep the moisture that's in it from escaping into the air and then having some dieback or a lot of brown foliage. So any broad leaf evergreen, all of your hydrangeas when the leaves come off, all of your roses when the foliage comes off, and you'll find that that will help you to have excitement next spring, not saying, oh, did it make it? Did it make it? You'll know that it will make it because you've helped to protect it with an anti-desiccant spray. And again, your local nursery and the garden center has it. They have it in a ready-to-use aerosol or pump-type applicator. If you have a lot of product, a lot of plants, then you can buy a concentrate, put it in your pump sprayer, and apply it that way. But, you know, anything that has a little leaf, a needle evergreens are a lot stronger. Pyracantha is another one. But it will go a long way in protecting plants like that. And, you know, any of your perennials that you've had a problem with, and, you know, they're partially evergreen. They don't die back to the ground totally. Using an anti-desiccant on them will help them to survive the winter and come back in the spring. Now, the other thing is, in your perennial bed, what I like to do at this time of the year, while there's not as much to do as during the spring season, is if you have the time, you can start to edge your bed and get it ready for next year. Be that much less that you've got to do in the springtime, and that will put you ahead. Newly planted shrubs, make sure that they've got mulch 2 to 3 inches thick around them. Not necessarily right at the trunk, but overall underneath the base of the plant. Should have a nice thick layer of bark mulch of some sort. Straw for winter protection should not be put down just yet. You've got to wait. The reason is right now the rodents are still very active, and you don't want to encourage them to move in and live in your garden, because that could create a problem. Be like building a condo and inviting them all in. Over 20 years ago, Dr. Earth Fertilizer was formulated for the organic gardener. What made it so unique was the full spectrum of green super plant foods known as probiotics. It contains micro and macro organisms to digest and break down the organic matter in your soil and release it to the plant directly. It rebuilds the soil with the microbes needed by plants to thrive. Dr. Earth is the only fertilizer that feeds your plants and rebuilds the soil at the same time. Did you know that the fall is the best time of the year to fertilize your lawn? This year, use Bonide Winterizer Lawn Fertilizer to repair summer damage and to prepare the lawn for the fall and winter season. Bonide Winterizer contains slow-release nitrogen fertilizer, iron to green up the grass, sulfur to control the acid soil, also a special micronutrient package to give your lawn the energy to perform at its best.
Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected, so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant, this fall.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Guy Talk. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Give us a call and we'll all work together so that you have a great gardening season. Tom, are you ready to do a little bit of gardening?
You betcha.
Who do we have up first, Tom?
First up, we've got Mike from Mass with a question about Montauk daisies.
Mike, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Morning, Paul. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
I have a bed of Montauk daisies in basically the same area for at least 5 to 6 years. But the last, and they get green, they grow, I cut them back. But the last 2 years, I've gotten no flowers, no blooms at all out of the entire bed. Can you tell me what I'm doing wrong?
Okay. How much sun is the Montauk daisy receiving?
Most of the day, a good 6 to 7 hours of sun, probably.
Okay, and you're cutting it back at what time of the year? Around early July?
No, I have not cut it back in July. I just cut it back in November, usually.
Okay, so they must be fairly tall right now, then.
They are.
Yeah. I have several Montauk daisies, and what I do is... In November, I cut them down to about a foot and maybe 18 inches, depending on how large they are. And then in the spring, when the new shoots come out and they start to grow, they'll fill in. And around the 4th of July, I'll cut back my mums, my asters, fall blooming asters, and the Montauk daisies. I cut them back by about a third, and I feed them at the same time. And what happens is it controls the height, because if I don't prune them in July, they'll get up to be over 3 feet tall. And I would rather have them around 2 foot. That way they don't all split. It stays a nice tight clump. But I feed them in the spring, and then I feed them again when I prune them. I use the Dr. Earth flower fertilizer with the probiotics. And they, you know, some years they have a lot of flowers. This year, I don't think I have quite as many flowers as I have had in past years. But there are blooms and buds on them now. But you've got nothing at all.
I've got nothing at all.
Nothing at all. Okay. What I would do next spring, is this. I would dig the plants, wait until they begin to leaf out, dig them up, and then divide them. If they've been in there for 3, 4, 5 years, it could be that they're just getting older. They need to be divided, and sometimes just splitting them will shock a plant and will help them to do a lot better. So do take a shovel, dig up the plant, get a good root ball with it, take a shovel, drive it right down the center of your plant on its side, and split it in two, depending on the size of it. If it's large, then you can split it in four, and then replant it as 2, 3, or 4 new clumps, and, you know, condition the soil with some compost. You could put some soil moist if your soil is on the sandy side to help them to get started. Mycorrhizal fertilizer that's in the soil moist or in either the plant tone or the Dr. Earth flower fertilizer will help it to get motivated. But sometimes plants just get comfortable and they just won't blossom, and you need to shock them. I had an old bed of iris I hadn't touched in several years, and I couldn't understand why they weren't blooming, because they were beautiful black iris, and I had divided it, pieces of it, 3 or 4 years earlier, so a neighbor could have some, but I didn't dig up the whole clump. So 2 years ago, I dug up the whole clump. I got rid of all the old tubers that have been accumulating over time, replanted all the new tubers that had formed, and this spring it flowered like crazy. So sometimes they're overgrown, and you need to shock them. And I think if you could do that next spring, you'll be in good shape. Now, if you're able to do it in late March, early April, before the...
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults, and a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
Do you want the best looking lawn in the neighborhood? Let Bonide help you have the perfect lawn with their new easy to use Turf Turbo high efficiency line. Bonide Turf Turbo is unlike most other lines. It starts to work fast, and all you need to do is to apply Turf Turbo to your lawn, and it starts to work on making the nutrients that are already in the soil available to the grass to use. Use Turf Turbo. It's like turbocharging a lawn fertilizer, along with helping to create a strong and healthy root system in the grass.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network, two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event, absolutely free, October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com. There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and microplant powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with microplant powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Microplant powder, available only at HempUSA.org.
Turn your food waste into fertilizer. That's right. Turn your food waste into fertilizer with the Bokashi Kits from Terraganics.com. Stop breaking your back turning those big piles of food waste and stop attracting a bunch of unwanted pests and flies. Recycle your leftover vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, bread, pizza crusts, and more with no foul smells, heavy lifting, or turning. It's easy. Finally, a way to recycle all of your food waste safely and effectively. Bokashi Kits turn food waste into fertilizer in as fast as 2 weeks, so it takes less time to create nutrient-rich humus for your garden or crops. No turning and no obnoxious odors. Recycle all your food wastes. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. See the Bokashi system and order your Bokashi kit online at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Welcome to the Paul Parent God Club. Our phone number is toll free, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Rich from New Hampshire with a question about tulips.
Rich, how can we help you with your tulips today? Good morning. Okay, we have open lines. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. And speaking of tulips, this is a great time to plant tulips, daffodils, hyacinths, crocuses. Get down to your local nursery garden center and get them in the ground while the selection is still good. And remember, when you plant a bulb, the point always goes up. Okay? The point always goes up. And the depth is easy for you to determine. You want to cover the bulb with twice as much soil as the bulb is high. So a tulip, for example, the bulb is about 2 inches tall. So you need to dig a hole so that you have 4 inches of soil above the tulip, so the hole has to be 6 inches deep. A daffodil will be 3 inches, so you need to have 6 inches of soil above it, which means you need to have a hole 9 inches deep, or maybe even 10 inches deep. So look at the size of your bulb, and remember, cover the bulb with twice as much soil as the bulb is tall. Okay? Tom, who's next?
Next up, we've got Barbara from Maine with a question about ivy.
Barbara, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Hi, thank you for taking my call, Paul. Actually, I have two questions. My first question is about ivy. Have you ever noticed if you walk around the townhouses in Boston, you see these beautiful, lush, green ivy in window boxes in the winter on the coldest days? And my question is, could I grow that in Kittery, Maine, in my window boxes? Could I put that dark green ivy, and will it survive the winter in a box, in a window box?
Okay, and what's the second question?
My second question is, I had some mold on the stems of a small miniature rose that was in a pot on my terrace. And I sprayed it with all-weather horticulture oil, and I killed it. It just died. All the leaves fell off, and it died. So I guess even though it says on the package that it's okay for ornamentals, my question is, do you know anything? Do you know a reason why that would have killed my rose? It definitely killed it. It was immediately after I sprayed it that the leaves started to fall off, and it totally died.
Okay. Was it a horticultural oil or was it a dormant oil?
It was a horticultural, was it all weather, is that what they call it, all weather horticultural oil.
Okay. And as soon as you sprayed it, the foliage came out?
Almost immediately. I sprayed it. You know, I covered it, which is what they said to do, cover it with the oil. The plant had a mold. It was this white, fuzzy mold that just started, and I thought, oh, I'm going to nip this in the bud because the rose is beautiful. And I never did this before. I always would use a fungicide, but I looked at the container and it said it was safe, and I did it exactly what it instructed me to do. And it wasn't long, day or two later, the leaves started to fall, and it died. It completely died, turned black.
Yeah, because I don't know why they would recommend an oil. Because you really should use a fungicide. Some of the oils will take care of powdery mildew, which it sounds like what your rose has.
Yeah,
with that white coloration on the foliage. But normally, a regular oil, an all-season oil, would not defoliate the plant. Now, you mixed it with water according to directions, right?
No, because this is, this was in a spray bottle.
So it's already mixed.
Right, it's already mixed. And, you know, it's just safe for vegetables, you know, and it did say can use it used for all ornamental flowering plants. So I figured, well, it didn't specifically say rose.
Yeah, now, but it says maybe for all ornamental plants, then it should not have defoliated the plant and turned it all black.
Now, isn't it possible that because it's a miniature, I always thought a miniature was just as hardy as any rose.
Yeah, but miniature roses are just as hardy. I mean, they don't do as well left outside in a garden, but as a potted plant, they're just as hardy as a regular rose bush. So I don't understand why the oil would have defoliated that plant and killed it. Unless it was oil that was old, maybe you didn't shake it enough before you sprayed it.
That's
and
possible.
Just oil
I
came out without
it.
being mixed properly.
That's very possible. It's possible that I did that. It is not old, that I know.
Okay.
And so in any event, okay, so then what you're saying is you don't understand why either. And maybe I didn't shake it. It's possible I didn't shake it.
Yeah. Now, the other thing is it's possibly that the rose isn't dead. What I want you to do is to scratch through the bottom.
No, it's dead. Because the very first thing I did after it looked dead, I removed it and repotted it and put it in a sunny, thinking that, well, maybe the oil got into the soil, repotted it with fresh soil, put it in a sunny spot. There were no foliage, and the stem was black, but I thought, well, I'll just take a chance and see, and nothing happened. I mean, the stem was black.
Yeah.
Zip foliage. And I said, well, it's not going to hurt. I'll repot it. I'll put it in a sunny spot and just let it go and see what happens. And, no, not a shoot came out. So
nothing has come out.
No.
I don't know, because oil should not kill a plant like that. Oil is designed so that it will smother insects. It will act as a foliage shine. And unless it went on at a very harsh rate, heavy rate, then you could get some damage. But normally, no. So I don't understand. Now, on your ivy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In Massachusetts, there's a milder climate than in Maine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And if you were to plant in a window box in Maine, regular English ivy, there's mm-hmm. a very good chance that it would not survive mm-hmm. in the window box.
Yeah, that's
well,
what
so
I thought.
What you want to look for is what's called Baltic ivy.
Ah, okay.
Baltic ivy is a leaf that's about half the size of English ivy, but I have seen Baltic ivy grown like Booth Bay Harbor, Bar Harbor along the coast,
mm-hmm.
and it does very well.
In
a garden as a ground cover,
uh-huh.
it's done very well. Now, I live in Kennebunk, and the first year we moved there, I planted English ivy in one section of my garden. And that
uh-huh.
particular winter, we didn't have a lot of snow, and we had a lot of wind. And I'm going to say that probably 80% of the English ivy died. And then I said, oh, you dummy. You're further north than you were when you lived
right.
south of Boston. So I planted Baltic.
Uh-huh.
And the following
okay.
year, we had about the same type of winter. And 90% of the Baltic ivy survived.
Okay.
So
of
if
course,
you change
in a window
variety.
Box, it's a little bit different, of course, in a window box because you get that cold underneath.
Right. And if the window box faces south, where it would heat up during the day when the sun is out, and
uh-huh.
then when the sun sets, then things would get cold again so that you would get that freezing and thawing.
Right.
So if you want to keep it in a window box like that, what I would suggest that you do is in late October, early November, spray your ivy with an anti-desiccant like Wilt Proof or
uh-huh.
Wilt Stop.
Uh-huh.
Try and get it on the underside of the foliage as well as the upper side of the foliage. And then before the window box freezes, buy some or cut some evergreens,
uh-huh.
stick them in the window box, and that will help to provide a little bit of protection during the winter, and it will make the window box look even prettier
okay.
because you'll have this nice evergreen
right.
top with the cascading foliage.
Right, right. Well, I do have regular English ivy in my garden in Kittery, Maine, which is very close to you, and it survives beautifully.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it's just in the right spot. But I'm unlike you. I haven't lost it. It's growing and it's doing well. So I will try the Baltic. I will try, of course, not this year. It's too late really to plant anything. But next early spring, I'll try it because I love the way the green of the ivy looks, especially when it's clipped real short and it's nice and thick. I love the way that looks in the winter.
Yeah, and you'll find that the Baltic ivy, because it is a smaller leaf, the plant does have more foliage than the English ivy. It's not as dark in color. It has a lot of veins on it that gives it a lot of character. And to me, I like it just as much as the English ivy. And the other thing that you can do with the Baltic is during the winter, you can dig it up from the window boxes, put it in a hanging basket or in a pot, and bring it in the house, put it on your windowsill, and enjoy it as a house plant, and then put it back outside the following spring.
Yeah. Okay, good. Well, I'll definitely try that next spring. Thank you very much.
Thank you, and you have a wonderful weekend. Thank you for the call. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Barry from Maine with a question about orchids.
Barry, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
Good. How are you, Barry?
Very well. I'm waiting for winter to come. I'm gardened out. I have three questions for you.
Okay.
So the first one is, can I beef up the soil in a new bed with some Dr. Earth now or wait until the spring? That's
okay.
My first question. The second one is, we propagated 3 years ago 4 agapanthus. They are now maybe, the straps are about 10 inches long, and I have absolutely no idea how to take care of them for the winter. That's question two. And question three is, I transplanted all my orchids when I brought them in from outside. And
okay.
One of them, the pyracantha, not the pyracanthus, the
orchid.
Barry,
why don't you hold on a second? We're coming up on a break, and when we come back, I'll give you the answer to all three of your questions. Do you have mold and mildew problems in your home and basement? How about in your garden? Well, the cure for both is Shoe Mold by Linwood Labs. And it's all natural. How about that? All natural. Are insects like flies, mosquitoes, gnats, and no-seams getting into your home through the screen door and windows? Stop them with screen and surface insect spray. And it works for up to 4 weeks. Screen and surface and Shoe Mold will keep your house free of insects and mold problems this summer. Paul Parrott here. For your baskets and containers, be sure to use Black Gold Water-Holding Cocoa Blend. Water-Holding Cocoa Blend combines coconut core and peat moss to give your container the edge in holding up in the summer heat and staying moist longer. Since it's armory-listed, your container and baskets will stay moist longer and be organic at the same time. Available at your local garden center, and for more information, visit blackgold.bz. Growing an organic garden is possible when you use Dr. Earth fertilizer with probiotics this year. These natural certified organic plant foods are like nothing else available today because they feed your plants and rebuild the soil at the same time. Healthy soil means healthy plants. Look for Dr. Earth Rosenflower Food, acid-loving plants, vegetables, flowers, and all-purpose fertilizer with probiotics. At a garden center near you, that's Dr. Earth. Do you have aphids, scales, spider mites invading your plants? Then fight back with Organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil will kill insect pests, but it contains no chemicals that are harmful to people, pets, and wildlife. Insects don't build up any resistance to Summit Year-Round Spray Oil, so keep it working every time you spray. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Dunks are available at a garden center, hardware store, or home center near you. Visit ResponsibleSolutions.com for more information.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with
the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Are you prepared for disasters, job loss, and uncertain times? Make Emergency Essentials your first stop for premier food storage and emergency preparedness supplies. Compare our food storage ounce to ounce, and it's easy to see. Emergency Essentials has the best quality and lowest priced emergency food storage guaranteed. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're talking with Barry from Maine, and his first question was, how can you help to make the soil better at this time of the year for next year? And one of the things that you can do, I know Barry lives in the Portland, Maine area, and whenever you see there is a coastal storm, or maybe there's a beach near you, Barry, get down to the beach and bring some trash bags, pick up that seaweed, and just spread that seaweed right on top of your vegetable beds, your perennial beds, and in the vegetable garden, you can take a pitchfork or a rototiller and till it in, and that's like adding peat moss, great source of organic matter, and there's nothing better than seaweed because you're getting all of the nutritional value that the ocean has to offer found in the seaweed. If you don't live near the ocean, then at this time of the year, to make your garden better for next year, pine needles and leaves that are coming down from your tree, rake them up, bring them to the garden, and what I do is I'll dump them in a row along one side of the garden, take my push mower, drive through the leaves, and the blade will grind up the leaves and pine needles, chop them up, blow it into the garden. So they're in smaller pieces. I'll sprinkle some lime and then till it in, and that will increase the organic matter. And organic matter will help to retain moisture. It will hold the fertilizer in the soil. It will encourage earthworms to grow and survive in your garden. So organic matter really makes a difference. So, and then if you want to use a light sprinkling of a fertilizer, then you can do that also. But add your organic matter first. Agapanthus. I have a big one. It's in a 14-inch pot. And in the spring, I'm going to split it in two or three pieces. And what I do, Barry, for the winter, is I bring it in the house. I put it in the north-facing window. And it will do great. I mean, you'll have nice green foliage. It won't bloom because it will only bloom in the late spring and into the summer months. But treat it like any other houseplant. But again, a north-facing window. It doesn't have to have full sun all day. And it will do well. It will do very, very well. And feed it on a monthly basis with a general-purpose fertilizer. And you'll be in good shape. On your orchids, you've repotted it. That's a good thing. Keep the orchids in full sun from now until May. Because your days are getting shorter. The intensity of the sunlight is not as bright. So between the shorter days and the sun being lower in the sky and not as intense, an orchid can take full sun all day. And any plant that you have that loves the shade can now go in a sunny window. And my orchids, I use either Dynamite or Osmocote. It's a time-release fertilizer. And every time I water, it feeds the plant. And it works very, very well. But orchids, plants like gardenias, should be in a south-facing window. And plants that don't need quite as much light, put those in the east or the west window. And you'll find that they'll do a lot better. Your poinsettias right now should be in a south-facing window. And what you should be doing is, at supper time, take the poinsettia, put it in a room that gets darkness all night long. Okay, no light coming in through a window from a light bulb, but total darkness. You can put it in your basement for the night. You can put it in a closet or just a room that you're not going to be turning on the light. And that poinsettia will get ready to produce flower buds. And then in the morning, back in the sunny window, and it will do real well. But orchids will flower once a year, sometimes longer, but during the fall and winter, in the early spring, they've got to have a lot of light, and that means a south-facing window. Now, if we can help you, the phone number here is 855-660-4261. You give us a call. We'll try and help you out.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program, which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.